It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
Here on Beauty Inside Out, we talk about beauty in many different ways. There's so many different ways to look at beauty, isn't there, David? You know that expression, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. What I might find beautiful, you might say, whoa, what are you thinking? But, you know, it's up to each of us, right? I think to find, I personally find people's laughter beautiful. I find intelligence beautiful. There's a lot of different things.
That's good, because I smile all the time, and, well, I can't say, brains, who knows, but okay, well, whatever. No, I agree with you. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, and we all need to be more confident in ourselves, and there's so many things that play a role, not just the topical creams we use, not just the cosmetics, but everything from the inside out. And today's guest, Regina McKinney, has 20 years of experience in the beauty industry as a licensed cosmetologist, and she's worked with so many clients, and she started noticing that stress greatly affects the body. So I wanted to have her on to talk to us just about this specific subject. So Regina, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So does true beauty even exist?
Yes. It absolutely does.
Tell us more.
True beauty really is confidence. It's not a physical thing, because some people like brown eyes, some people like blue eyes, but it's really when you are able to stand within yourself and like yourself, and people are attracted to that. And certainly
Definitely. Diet
and exercise and facials and all those things help to bring that out. But it's really coming full circle and seeing your own inner beauty.
Yep, and I agree with you on that. Now, we're having a little bit of trouble hearing you, but let's keep going and see if it clears up as we go. Matter of fact, it sounds like it is. So give us some specific tips maybe to help enhance one's beauty more from a physical side or a mental side, emotional side, not just, we talk cosmetics and makeup and skincare, but give us some things you'd suggest that can help our listeners.
There's number one and two. Number one on the list would be absolute forgiveness. We oftentimes hold on to traumas and disappointment, and they age you. They weigh you down, they slow you down, they impact the way you feel. So absolutely forgiving those traumas, getting any help that you might need, reading books to get better, get a different perspective, and then most importantly, drinking water. If you could just drink more water, your skin would brighten up, your body feels better, your tissues are more flexible. Water and forgiveness are, I feel, and have been for me, my best ticket to beauty.
Now, we talk about drinking water all the time, but forgiveness, I love that one, because when I make a mistake, I hold on to it, or when something happens, I hold on to it, and it adds stress. How about you, Lisa?
Well, I was going to say, I love this, the forgiveness, because, of course, we've all heard about water, but I think that's great. Regina, how did you come to that way of thinking?
I at one time had suffered so much trauma and stress, and what I noticed is that when I got up to courage to forgive a particular incident, the next day people said, oh my God, you look so different. I was like, ooh. And then every time thereafter, when things would come up or I'd go on a diet and I'd forgive somebody, the next couple of weeks I'd lose weight, I felt lighter, I had more energy. So just from my own life experience over time, I'm like, oh, I'm on to something. So that is one of my diet secrets, is just to forgive that 200-pound elephant in the room.
No, I love that, because truly, like you say, holding on to stuff adds stress. And with stress, I find I eat more. I probably wrinkle up my face more. And I probably don't drink all the water or diet right. I think of my comfort foods when I'm stressed out. And maybe that's a good thing. If I could just relieve some of these things and let go of it, I could move on and diet more. And to answer more your question, Lisa, Regina's got over 20 years experience of working with clients with us. So you've seen it all, Regina, correct?
Yes. You can see a difference in a client month to month, just in their skin, and something, it's like, oh, something's going on. Something's happening in their lives, and it'll show in their face.
That's amazing. And you're also a massage therapist, so when you help people to relax, when you help them to relax, that comes through as well, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It does. When you touch people, their muscles may be rigid. And then as the massage continues, and if they're really open, sometimes their body will just melt, just like butter. They're like, wow. And, you know, when you're relaxed, you think better. So some of those things that may have been stressing you out, get the answer to because there's clarity. You know, so it all goes together.
Oh, it sure does. Regina, have you ever had anyone cry? I've heard that before where maybe they're holding on to a trauma somewhere in their body and you give them a massage and they're actually emotionally able to let it go.
I've heard that.
Absolutely.
I've heard that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as a massage therapist, you learn just to stay out of their business, just be there for them. And, it does happen. It does happen from time to time.
So you become more like a counselor, a bartender, everything in one, listening to all their woes.
All of that. So,
except
you know,
you're a bartender that serves water.
Yeah, exactly, with a little lemon to get fancy, absolutely.
Well, there you go. I like that. No, you know, we talk beauty inside out, and as I said, you know, we try and stay away from all the dangerous chemicals and, you know, and eat well, but you're hitting on some things actually we've not spoken about, which I love. One of the most important things is the forgiveness, and I guess learning to relax or just let go. So actually,
yes.
I think it's a great excuse for me to get more regular massages. Even
there you go. And just FYI, more and more insurance companies are covering massage. More and more companies are offering it. So I encourage everyone, check your insurance policy. There's a lot of loopholes there that are allowing, you know, massage therapists to bill your insurance company.
Wow. You know, Regina, it's been so nice talking to you. I got to go check my insurance policy. No, I'm just joking. I really need a massage.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm online booking one now.
Yeah.
No, that's amazing. So talk to us. That's going to help us emotionally and mentally. I guess it'll help us even from a physical side as well. And I think some of the massages will help. There are detoxing type massages as well, correct?
Yes.
Or spa treatments. And I think that's what drinking water helps do, is not only help detox and flush out some of these harmful chemicals and toxins in our body, but help hydrate things. And we always tell everybody 8 glasses of water. What do you suggest? I mean, you talk about drink as much as we can.
My formula is drink half your body weight in ounces of water. So if you're 120 pounds, I suggest that you drink 60 ounces of water a day, and that's a minimum. Sounds like a lot. Work your way up to it. 8 glasses a day should absolutely be your minimum. You know, because water doesn't just hydrate, but that's your sweat, your cerebral spinal fluid. There's so many other things that need water. So it's not just about quenching our thirst, but it's really about keeping our tissues and our systems working properly.
That's interesting. I like that. Half your body weight in water. So I need a lot more water than I'm drinking.
And I tell you, do a test. If you can have a week or so when you get closer to those 50 or 60 ounces, notice the difference. Notice the difference in how your skin looks and how you sleep. And how you feel, check it out.
Well, and I'll say, some people confuse it when you're drinking. Juices don't count. Diet sodas don't count because juices have often a lot of sugar. They have a lot more calories than most people think. So we're definitely talking about water. So if you drink some of these other things throughout the day, definitely make sure you're incorporating half your body weight in water. I like that.
Also,
half your body weight in ounces, I should say.
Because water works differently in the body. When you drink a juice or a soda, your body has to convert that to something that it can use. So it causes your body to work harder, stressing out your body. So water is totally different than any other beverage.
And I'm told if we drink it cold, it'll actually help reduce calories or make us burn off calories because our body converts it into warm, or, you know, has to heat it up.
There's a couple of different thoughts on that. Cold water is really good in that regard, but also drinking at body temperature, here again, is a little less stressful. But absolutely, drinking it cold has its perks as well.
Well, Regina, thank you for joining us today. I invite you to check out our website, SalonDuo1400.com. I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay tuned, stay beautiful, and stay well.